Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy holidays, everyone. This is your host, Vicki Dobbs, founder of Wisdom Evolution and head cheerleader for the You First Revolution. Thank you for joining me this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm putting a lot of energy into my 2023 and beyond. One of the greatest gifts I received from Lynn Andrews, my dear friend and teacher, was her teaching on stocking, and I don't mean like the one you hang on the chimney. That's stocking spelled S-T-A-L-K-I-N-G, as in going after something. She taught me the value of going for it, along with the importance of having a vision of the path forward and into my dreams. I'm excited to be offering a new class on December 20th, and I'm calling it Stocking 2023. It'll give you an opportunity to look ahead, mark the path, discern what you want to leave behind in 2022, that stuff that no longer serves your greater journey, and be very specific about the steps you'll take to manifest the dream you're carrying into 2023. Choose you first. Give time and value to the dream you carry deep in your heart. And join me this Friday, December 30th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Check out all the information and register at VickiDobbs.com. And now it gives me such great pleasure to welcome my guest today, the awesome Simran, a globally recognized speaker and catalyst for love, compassion, and humanity. As an example for a new world experience of aliveness, she advocates for the visionary and mystic within each person, engaging individuals in the exploration and embrace of their darkest depths to uncover their brilliant light. Welcome, Simran.
Thank you so much, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be with you today. I've been looking forward to our conversation.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your newest project.
I have been working on a series of three books. It is the Self-Realization series, and it has been releasing over 2022, and the final book releases in 2023. And it's been a really integrated, deep dive into not only the nature of consciousness, but a beautiful multidimensional grid that I uncovered as I moved through this very work myself, and it just felt right to share it, and it has become a trilogy of sacred texts that really help individuals understand not only their different levels of being, but also how we create this reality, why we create it, and how to become truly human, to tap into and awaken to our humanity.
Oh, the books themselves are a gift in the holding. There's a feel to the cover. There's a weight to the book itself that, for me, when they arrived on my doorstep, invited me to open the cover. So the energy you've put into these is, well, difficult to describe. One of those pieces of the mystery that I'll just leave at that.
Well, they're definitely books that are designed to inspire presence, which I think our world is in great need of at this time. I love the fact that you're inspiring individuals to look at 2023 and beyond and really decide who they want to be and where they want to go and what they want to create. And that requires so much presence to who we are being now and how we are living and what we're holding as our knowing. And that's why these books are so extremely powerful, because they provide a ladder of consciousness that allows an individual to really awaken to all levels of themselves, but then the rippling of that into our greater world as to how we each really do impact this creation. And what occurs in this world is also very subtly dealt with in a way that ripple does start to shift our experience. I truly believe that one person can change the world, but it requires a degree of presence that I don't know that everyone has gotten to, but yet our world is definitely calling for.
Absolutely. I love what you wrote. Hidden in plain sight are unique and unconventional set of blessings that are available to all of us. And I think it's in that becoming aware that comes with living intentionally so that we're open to those things that are hidden in plain sight.
You know, those unorthodox blessings, Vicki, came about in my own look at how we continue to create reality. And I know with the work that you do, the deep work into the shadow realm, into the shamanic, all of the work that Lynn passed on to you, so much of that delves into the subconscious and the undercurrent that's within us. But it's subconscious for a reason. We don't know it. And oftentimes our lives will point to where we need to go. If we just look at the cycles and rhythms of things that keep being created and presented in our lives. So the unorthodox blessings are those things like challenge and obstacle and chaos or moments of darkness or even times of death, whether that's identity death or whether that's experiencing a passing of something that we will repeatedly experience. And we can either keep asking, why is this happening to me, or why am I here, or we can go beyond the why and start to understand who and what within us is creating that. And that's the purpose of creating these books in this sequential order, to really allow for that deepening to take place.
Right, and I think you write, especially living as a guidebook, that allows individuals to kind of release that restlessness, that boredom, anxiety, and even depression about the more dense experiences we have in life, and with to be able to live from that place of greater presence and personal power. And I know for myself, I'm working very hard at viewing each of those opportunities as teaching rather than holding them as, like you say, victim, the why me, the why now, the how come, and to say, really, why?
It's allowing for a reframe for these different experiences so that they don't shut us down, they don't set us back. They don't incite more doubt or depression or anxiety, like you say, but to really look at them for what they are. If they've shown up, I truly believe that our life provides us exactly the pathway that we need to reach these places of personal power, purpose, and peace. The problem is we keep trying to distract ourselves from what's right in front of us when perhaps that is the very divine plan that is existing. So what if we looked at these things like obstacles and challenges and chaos that pop up in our lives as our own soul theme park, where, you know, if we go to an adventure theme park, we love the thrill rides, we love the haunted houses, we love all the things that make our hearts beat faster and have our stomach drop and all of those things, but yet when we encounter those things in life, all of a sudden we want to push against them. It really is no different It's about our approach to them and understanding that they are encouraging our curiosity. They are asking us to be more open and aware as to our lenses of perception and to the actions that we can take that are perhaps opposite of the patterns and behaviors that we've accustomed ourselves into living due to the conditioning that's taken place. So this is about a return to naturalness, and the beginning place is in understanding how we are living, whether that is from a lower octave of experience or whether we're willing to rise into a higher octave of experience through a higher octave of being.
To move ourselves along our own path of enlightenment, to use a frequently coined phrase, but to grow ourselves up into who we are meant to be in this lifetime.
Yes, I think it's time for us all to realize that we have to put on our big girl and big boy panties. It's not something that someone else is going to do for us, that our whole journey of as a soul is to come and experience the full gamut of emotions and thoughts and expressions that we have, and to recognize how we judge ourselves for it. What if we judge nothing? What if it all simply just is experience, pure and simple? In embracing a divorce or the loss of a job or the breakup of a friendship or some type of illness as an experience, all of a sudden takes on a greater sense of empowerment than to look at those things as stumbling blocks or something that has happened to us to slow us down, where we continue that weakened perspective of ourselves. It's time to outgrow the lower dense nature that we've taken on and lift ourselves up to an understanding that wholeness requires the full embrace of all aspects of ourselves.
Oh, I love that. Could you maybe take us through or into the how of one of your moves that would move somebody from that dense state of the heaviness that holds them in place, and give them fresh breath, a lighter step on the next path?
Of course, within the book Living, there are 7 blessings, and within each of those blessings, there are 7 rungs of a ladder, and those 7 rungs actually are the same for each one of us. We will encounter that exact energy, that exact truth, that exact growth, try to uncover that exact wisdom and the gifts that come from it across the board. It will never change for anyone else. I've watched this in my own life, and I've watched it with many people that I've now worked with. So let's take conflict, you know, because that's kind of a common experience that occurs for all of us, whether it's a conflict with a friend or within our family or our relationship, conflict with money, conflict with our health, whatever the conflict is in your life. Typically, where we have come through is we're already on a trajectory of looking at that in a negative way, because the first blessing is actually the blessing of life. That is what causes us to become a seeker. And as we move through the rungs of that, we move into the blessing of challenge. And it is that avoidance of challenge that actually creates greater conflict. So when we reach the blessing of conflict, the path that we are to walk in this particular blessing is the path of the visionary. It is to really look at our eyes and see how we're looking at that conflict. Are we looking at it from the place of our blamer, our shamer, from the place of our victim or victimizer stance, from the place of dominance or pride? Or are we willing to really look at the other individual, the experience, and ourselves from a visionary perspective? Because that in itself has the opportunity to shift everything. And when I'm talking about visionary here, I'm not talking about where could we go from here, because that takes us from presence. Again, this work is really about being present, every thought, every feeling, every sensation of the body. The path of the visionary is willing to hold the highest outcome, the highest vision of that person, the highest vision of self, and the highest vision of the relationship where it rises above the conflict rather than engaging in it. And that requires the energy of air. So as I said, each of the blessings has a path, an energy, a growth, a truth, a wisdom, and a unification. So the energy of air is the energy of breath, and the energy of breath causes winds of change. And so again, it brings us into a deep place of presence, because so often people think when they get into a conflict, I need to do something. And the truth is, our doing is what creates more interference. And that interference then takes us to the blessing of chaos. So if we were to start off by doing nothing and just allow the conflict to be, then all of a sudden it would dissolve on its own. And to get there requires a growth in mind mastery, and it requires a truth in understanding our essence. And all of these may sound like words over the radio, but when you see these in a grid and you move through the book Living, it all makes so much sense as to how we are here as a technology that is to continually be fine-tuned. And so, in truth, Vicki, there's nothing to do in regard to any of these books. It really is more about the presence with which we are with what we uncover, and then the willingness to be present to a different dimension of ourselves. It's actually higher than where we find ourselves. I hope that explains an answer to the question you had.
I think it totally does, and for me, the words that I pulled out in one of your chapters was the part about to feel is human, to absorb is to master, to transcend is divine, and you cannot skip any step. And I know for me and a lot of people I encounter, we want to be aware, we want to awaken, we suddenly see and feel, embody a difference that we inherently understand, but then we want to jump to the end, the divinity of all that is, and lose sight of all those little tiny steps along the way that we need to master ourselves as individuals. And I know that you talk a lot about inviting that mastery to awaken inherent gifts. And I think it's an interesting manner that you work with words, and the writing that you do is it's very unique, it's very deep, and I just want to say thank you, because your words have touched places that I've tended to ignore. And I just, you know, ask you, was there a reason to the writing this way? How did it come out?
You know, what you speak about is the distraction that I think we have been conditioned into being. The truth is, we really don't know what humanity is, because most of us are so distracted that we've stayed away from it. We've not felt our full humanity. And the only way to get to divinity is through humanity, which is the purpose of these books. I had a traumatic event occur in 2014, and I had been doing spiritual growth work and writing books for the 2 decades prior. So I am someone that has always done a lot of my personal growth work very devotedly and diligently. And yet I had created an experience in my life that was utterly traumatic, the type that brings you to your knees, to where you just can't get back up. And my first thought was, with all the work that I've done, how could I possibly have created this? I have missed something very important. And so in that moment, I made the decision that I would be as consciously devoted to the darkness as I had been to the light, and that I would not get back up or go back to work or do anything until my body and the experience told me I was complete in understanding what it was here to show me. That is where all of these words have come from. I didn't write the books during the process. They came after the process completed, which took 7 years. But the level of presence that I gave to the darkness brought me to a level of understanding that I don't think I could have gotten to any other way.
The very definition of darkness defining the light.
Exactly. And where are we going to find the light but in the complete darkness? One of the most profound things I discovered was with all of the beautiful books I had written, the magazines I had created through 1111, the talk radio shows I had done, with all of those things that seemed so beautiful and were of the light, I realized that they were artificial lighting. They illuminated, they were beautiful, they inspired, but they were artificial lighting nonetheless. True light is only found in the darkness. And that's why all of the world events keep encouraging us to go into our depths. For, in fact, the things that we're creating outside is because we are continually called to the darkness to discover that true light.
So what you're talking about really does serve both the individual and the collective healing in our world. It isn't just about you or me. It's about the greater we.
Absolutely. You know, so many people want this purpose to go serve, and they want to go help people. And what I want individuals to know is if you will simply just be with yourself, so completely present to yourself, you will watch the energies, the sensations, the visceral that is held within your tissue and bone start to dissolve. And the very shifting of that shifts the energetic frequency that you're putting out into the world, which shifts our world. We can save the world, but it requires presence to ourselves.
I love that, and what a great place for us to take a break. And when we come back, I'd love to talk about your second book, Being, The Seven Illusions That Derail Personal Power, Purpose, and Peace. Thank you, Simran, and everyone. We'll be right back.
It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone, and here's a great question to start your thinking. Are you seeking to serve the world in a way that fulfills your true purpose? Do you want to be an agent of change for yourself and others? I think for those of you familiar with what I talk about and what I write, those are questions I pose to you all the time, and they are very powerful questions for this next conversation with Simran on her book, To Being. So take it away, Simran. Talk to us about being.
I would love to. I'd like to give an understanding as to why there are three books. These three books are the composite of one person. They are the multidimensional layers of every human being. So living is both the masculine part of us, the constant doing, the distraction, the active part of us that is always out there in the world, trying to change things outside of us. It is the unconscious part of us. It is the identity. It is the personality. It is the part of us that's driven by patterns and behaviors from conditioning and from visceral sensations of ancestral energies that are in our tissue and bone that we are completely unaware of. The second book, Being, The Seven Illusions That Derail Personal Power, Purpose, and Peace, is the underworld. It is the divine child and the shadow child. It is the part of us that we don't realize exists, but is actually the more dominantly creative part of our world. Within Being, we discover the part of ourselves that is not the being that goes and takes bubble baths or meditates or, you know, takes care of ourselves in those different ways. This being is the active part of us that is shadow, that is animal, that is monster, that even is the inner demon that is constantly writhing within us, within our cellular structure, that we're unaware of. And what I want individuals to realize is all three aspects of us are present all of the time. We are not present to them. The third book, Knowing, is the feminine of us. It is our humanity. It is the part of us that is here to feel, to sensate, to understand, integrate, absorb, and dissolve everything that exists. And so once we are able to understand all three of these aspects are present, then in every situation that we approach, it is better handled. We're more awake and aware to ourselves that if we're encountering a person on the street that we're just meeting and all of a sudden they ask or invite us to do something, we can be aware of that unconscious part of us that's impulsive, that wants to dive into it. Or we can become also aware of that part of us that's hungry, that really wants something from the other person and so manipulatively agrees in order to get something back. And we can also start to understand our humanity from the third book, Knowing, of really discerning what is this relationship about? Is it here for me to be present to listen to heal, to grow, to have a deeper, more vulnerable conversation? And so when we get to this place of vulnerability and intimacy with ourselves, all of a sudden we cannot go out into the world being apathetic or disconnected. It requires us to be more compassionate, understanding, and loving because we are now doing that for ourselves.
Wow. That embodies such a deep place of thinking to really grab a hold of the words that you're speaking in. And I think what you're saying about being in even engaging in that darkness, it's taking hold of that bold, radical, truthful, and courageous conversation that, as you write, moves us from conformity to courage and from vice to virtue. The world needs you to tell us, and these books do tell us in a most courageous and yet vulnerable way, how to answer that call of the world's soul. So you talk about a different take on being and how you've expanded on that, really in including the darkness. And I personally hadn't picked up on the masculine, the underworld, and the feminine parts, and that opens a whole new gateway for me. So being shares life's intentions, visions, wishes, and desires. So share with us about that.
So with the book Living, and I have to preface, these are not books to be read quickly. These are meant to be texts that you just read a paragraph, maybe at most a page a day. They can be used as oracles and just opened randomly, or they can be read across, because each of the seven blessings correlate to the seven illusions that correlate to the seven graces. And so there's a really beautiful grid, set of grids in the back of each book that help you to see how all of these tie in. We talked about the blessing of conflict in the book Living, and how that led to the path of visionary, the breath, so that winds of change could happen, mind mastery, discovering the truth of essence. Well, the blessing of conflict correlates to the illusion of money, which is one of the seven illusions. And money metaphysically equates to relationship. So that's why so often when you find people that are going through divorce or a relationship that is very challenged and starting to break up, you'll also see that the money starts to dry up. It is directly correlated in regard to our level of intimacy with the material. And so with being, again, there are seven rungs to this ladder. And the book Being really is the book that truly helps you understand how your actions, your thoughts, your ways of being ripple out into the world to create the very things that we question, the tragic things like war or suffering. And we want to know, why does this stuff happen, or why do bad things happen to good people? Well, it's because of the level of being that we're each vibrating at unconsciously. So the illusion of money has everything to do with our material obsessions. And most of us are unconscious to what our material obsessions are. Some of the other illusions have things like math obsessions or spiritual obsessions. Some of the other illusions go into the illusion of duality or the illusion of hierarchy or the illusion of evolution even. So the illusion of money is material obsessions. And that goes into a reflection, a global reflection of fashion. What's in fashion today? And that goes anywhere from how we dress and where we spend money to influencers and social media and what becomes the way of behavior of the world that we kind of slip into unknowingly. And all of that awakens you to your hole of greed. Each of the illusions have a certain black hole that we fall into. And we each hold that concept of greed in a very subtle but powerful way. And to discover that will probably shock you. Some of the things that I uncovered as part of the holes that I held within myself were things that I was flabbergasted to discover about myself. I had this view of myself that I'm a good person and I'm spiritual and I do all the right things, and yet I was very unaware of some of the undercurrents that were within some of the things that I did that I started to uncover as I was more and more with my body. The step there comes to developing a keyhole of trust and to move from businessman to philanthropist. So the illusions that you uncover, you're guided through the rungs of the ladder to start to shift your way of being, and you'll move from the low, dense vibrations of shadow, animal, monster, and demon to the higher vibrations, ultimately touching humanity, which opens you to the grace of divinity.
Oh, that is so beautifully said. And again, I just I want to say how courageous you are in writing the depths of the dark side of each of us in our own world, and how you encourage us to step into that depth, to really explore that shadow that lies underneath it, that we've come to accept from the world as a driving force in our life. And when we come back, I would love for you to talk about what the bridge is that we all cross at some point in our lives. And we'll be right back.
Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you.
not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, as we're talking with Simran, and I am just overflowing with some emotion right now in touching on some of the aspects of your journey that have created these wonderful books. And with all that you just spoke about, I wonder if you could share now about that bridge, what you mean by the bridge we will all cross at some point in our lives.
The bridge is the bridge from darkness to light. It is from the robotic unconscious nature to the awakened and aware humanity that we all possess. And it's crucial now more than ever, because if you look at the state of our world, our children are in pain. The elderly are in pain. There is sickness. There are money issues, there's dominance, there's political issues, there's war, there are all these things which, in a sense, you could say those things have always been throughout history in some way, shape, or form, but there's a magnitude to them now that is quite heightened. We are in a time which the Indians call Kali Yuga, and Kali Yuga is the times of destruction, which means that we're at a point that if we don't shift and become aware, then that destruction is the force that takes over, and it has to go to its full spectrum before we come to peace. But we can be the bridge of that simply by being present to what we have as feeling and sensation inside. And the greatest of that, Vicki, right now is actually grief. The thing that people are avoiding most is grief. And I encountered grief as a wormhole, as a portal to enlightenment. And I'm not talking about this otherworldly enlightenment that has been kind of marketed or put out there as some airy-fairy kind of thing. I'm talking about the enlightened awareness of your own humanity, of what it means to feel, of allowing everything that is blocked inside of you to finally pour out. And that's what grief did for me. The more I cried and I shed more tears than I thought I had water in my body. But what those tears did is it dissolved energies that were being held within me. And as I continued to allow that dissolving, I met these levels of being, and I didn't meet them in the place of trying to abolish them or destroy them. I met them from the place of understanding how they became formed in the first place and how they've always been leading me back to the light. So it is really about love. It's about an embrace of these parts. And when you embrace all of these discordant parts, they dissolve and reintegrate back into one's wholeness. And the humanity comes through as we soften those blocks, which come through our sacred tears. And so right now, more than ever, when those moments arise where the emotion starts to well up, the worst thing we can do is hold them back, swallow them. Instead, I invite you to be swallowed whole by your own pain, your own trauma, your own darkness. Let it completely cover you over, and you will find you will not die. You will actually be reborn into the truth, the natural, the organic that you truly are. And that is how you become the bridge.
Wow. That is that's a profound statement. And please, listeners, go back and listen to that again. That holds a teaching that is universal and needs to be heard in the world. So if you didn't write it down, listen to this again and write it down. And I'm just like, wow, Simran, thank you for some of the words that you're bringing out. And you talk in being about the word, the disease of whole, H-O-L-E. And the key, whole, W-H-O-L-E, for unlocking the doorway. Could you explain about that, the disease of whole, H-O-L-E?
Yes. We have come through conditioning and ancestral energies that are carried within us, and they have allowed each of us in our own way to fall into these black holes that we are unaware of carrying, and that's our true disease. It's the whole of slothfulness and greed or pride. It is the rage and the wrath that is being carried by so many people. We can see that in so many of the shootings, or even in some of the ways that, let's say, men have treated women, or some of the ways that women are fighting back. All of that is the energy of rage. And so we really have to look at even our activism. What is that activism stemming from? Because anytime we react or fight against something, what we're doing is we're distracting ourselves from what's behind that. And what's really behind that is sadness. It is loss. It is the pain of seeing things that we don't want to see that break our heart. And so to get to the place of wholeness, there are certain keys that are required as our hearts break. And heartbreak is part of this humanity experience. So these keyholes are things like devotion and trust or innocence, purity. And each one correlates to a specific illusion. As I said, there's a ladder that you'll go through as you go through the book. And as you discover where the black hole is, you then discover where the golden key is. And all of a sudden, that starts to shift and transform. And this is a process of alchemy. So when people want to understand what true alchemy is, it is shifting the visceral qualities that are inside of our flesh and bone by feeling them and allowing them to transmute. And that's how we create the change that we're all desiring to see, both on the inner and the outer.
That is so beautiful. And it, in your words, it explains what many of the teachers in our world are trying to say in their own way, that each and every one of us matters, that you listening matter, you matter, that you have a right to be happy, but it isn't easy. It's not a gift that somebody hands you. Oh, here's your box of happy today. It is a progression of steps. It's a journey that you take through. If you look at the valleys as those places of darkness that you need to embody and inhale in order to go up the mountain to where it's a brighter light. And even from there, each high leads to another low, and that's the process that we walk through life.
You know, there's our ego, which so often is self-absorbed, and being is pointing to our self-obsession and self-absorption. And the antidote to that is to be completely obsessed with our highest self, to understand that there is a back door through this self-obsession to do this work that does lead to the highest self. It is all about how we are living, who we are being, and what we are knowing.
I totally agree with you, and in that knowingness, I quote you here, the sacred trickles through your bloodlines and rests within the marrow of your bones. So when we come back, we're going to talk about your upcoming book that's due out in February, Knowing, the Seven Expressions of Grace.
Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art, and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Begin to wrap up our session together, which I wish could go on for another hour, Simran. I want to segue into you being able to share what's coming in the third book, Knowing, with this quote. Your sole purpose is to reweave this human experience into the embodiment and humble power of a God on legs. Wow.
That, you know, is really what we all are, but we don't realize that our superpower is our humanity. And the book Knowing, the Seven Human Expressions of Grace, is a return to that heart-based soulful intimacy. So that all of these books are more than books, but this one in particular is a guide. And she will rage with you, she will cry with you, she will pray with you, she will stand beneath you. She is the full expression of humanity. As I said in previous segments, so all this material came through a profound experience of grief. And it was that grief that opened me up to a lot of the visceral energies that were in my body. As the grief was expressed, I found myself experiencing grief all the way back into childhood. It was as if that one incident had unlocked something in me that let me expunge myself of all of the pain that had existed throughout my life that I didn't feel. And then a pause came for a few months, and all of a sudden the grief started again, and I didn't understand because I had already cried so much. And then I started to realize that the tears were different. And all of a sudden, I was grieving my mother's tears, my grandmother's, my great-grandmother's. I was feeling their tears flood through me as I realized that they had had traumatic experiences almost identically to mine. So number one, the experience I had was an echo. It was an echo of time that had to travel through lineages until someone was willing to really feel it and face it. And so I let myself feel all of their grief so that it too could be transmuted. And then another pause came for another few months, and all of a sudden the tears came again. And I tapped into collective grief. And I began to see the way that my experience had occurred throughout time for so many women, not only of my own culture. Now, did I expunge the world of all the grief that it holds? Absolutely not, because there's a lot, and we each have our part to do. But did I open myself to a greater understanding of a bigger picture that exists? That was the key. And so I continued that work, and I started to discover the different visceral energies that exist in our body that we become unaware of. And it's the visceral weight that's in the cells. It's this visceral ash from time and time again going through the fire but not fully feeling the flames that were coming. It's the visceral fight and flight that we hold within our very being that we never let us feel. It is the fear that rages within our cellular structure that we're too frightened to look at, but that we have to at some point. So knowing is about really allowing ourselves to feel all of these things, and then yet on the flip side, as you do so, you encounter these levels of subtle bodies, such as your crystalline body, your rainbow body, the aura of the violet flame, the angelic body. You start to actually become really sensitive to feeling these different bodies. And that's how the superpower of humanity kicks in. So that is kind of a synopsis of what knowing has. And again, it has its own seven rungs that correlate to being and to living.
Wow. I'm excited to have the next one in February and hoping that I can at least get through living and maybe in January get a good handle on being so that I'm ready in February when knowing comes out. And I know that you very generously have offered a gift for our readers. Would you share with us about that and how they can connect with you and how they can continue to follow you or listen to the wise words that you're putting out into the world?
Oh, of course. Thank you, Vicki. Yes, I have provided a beautiful sacred journal that everyone can access. Ultimately, what we're here to do is know our essence, to truly deepen into a place of reverence and softness and respect for ourselves and that unconditional love place that we hold ourselves as sacred. And so this journal will provide the images and the words to take you into a place that lets you really start to open to that sacred heart within. And I invite everyone to take part of it, take part of that journal and enjoy it. And again, I just want to mention that each of these three books can be read simultaneously or individually. They can be read as oracles or page by page. There's actually five different ways that I provide within the book that you can go through them so that you choose what really suits where you are at this time. This is ongoing lifetime work. This is not something that you'll read through quickly. You can read other books at the same time while you slowly go through these. And to reach me or any of my other work, you can go to iamsimran.com. That's iamsimran.com, or access any of the free resources I have at 1111mag.com. That's 1111mag.com.
That's awesome, and I'm so grateful to connect with you once again. And just from the bottom of my heart, Simran, thank you so much for the light that you're bringing out into the world. And you can also access the free gift, the beautiful sacred journal, at VickiDobbs.com if you get lost in the journey of searching. And remember also that Simran has her own 1111 talk show. And if you want to listen to more of her amazing wisdom, tune in. And you can again find her at IamSimran.com. And thank you, Simran, for being with me today. They seem to be overused words, but the only one I can come up with right now. And you're always an inspiration, and I value the conversations we've had. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate the space that you've held and also the work that you do with the You First Revolution in how you are empowering so many to really realize that you first is what counts.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We are wrapping up this final edition of 2022 of Kindred Spirits with Vicki Dobbs. And please, if you would like to set on the path ahead for 2023, join me December 30th for my Stalking 2023 class. All that information is at VickiDobbs.com. It's also out there on my social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to have you join us. It is the time to put you first, to realize that you matter. You have a right to be happy. And I encourage every one of you to join the You First Revolution and choose you first as you step into 2023 with a new vision, with an open heart, and with eyes ready to see all that lies ahead on the path for you. Many blessings to you all. Happy New Year. And I'll see y'all next year.
Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art, and creativity so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.